every sickness and disease.
Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you. God grant you many years. God grant you many years. God grant you many blessed years.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Dear Bishop John, dear fathers in priesthood and diaconate, dear subdeacon Miron, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I don't know how you, but where I'm living in Parma, you know, close to me, there live two blind men together. And sometimes I'm observing them as how they are going, you know, to public bus because they are not able, you know, to drive car. And one another, they go together, you know, with sticks. And, you know, so on the way. So is, you know, really sometimes, you know, if I'm seeing them, I'm telling to myself to say, oh God, thank you for my sight. Oh God, thank you that I can see around me all what you created. You know, many times we don't appreciate what we have. We are taking all as a, you know, as a normal, usual, in the point when we are losing this. And if we have some, you know, if you have some problems, you know, troubles with your glasses, it's nothing. Because still you are seeing. I regard the people who are, you know, really blind. And today Jesus, you know, in the gospel is showing us through, you know, this miracle and this contact with these two blind men who were crying out, O Son of David, have pity on us. Did Jesus really ask them, are you sure that I will heal you? Yes, we want. So as you are believe, a second your faith will be done what you are asking me. Go in peace. And this is a wonderful, you know, to see that Jesus Christ is really healer of our sight. This physical sight, but also the spiritual sight. Because as you know, many of us, we are seeing, but we are blind. We are blind because we don't see, you know, the all, you know, around us, you know, the God is present in our brothers and sisters every day. We are blind and we are proud of all this. We thought that we have sight, but we are blind. Why? Because our life, you know, it sometimes seems really that we don't know where we are going. Because we can see, we also, you know, the spiritually blind. What does it mean that it's impossible for us to follow Jesus? Because blind man, you know, he's not able, you know, to follow somebody. Must be so close to somebody that he keep him, touch him, and he can go. But alone, blind man is not able, you know, to follow his goal. And even, you know, spiritually, you know, the Christian, who is not willing, you know, to open his spiritual eyes, it's impossible to follow Jesus. He will be staying on one place. Will be a little bit emotional, you know, to move, but he's not able, you know, to make, you know, the steps and to walk. It is a strange that also, you know, in Old Testament, Torah forbidden, you know, the blind man to enter in a temple in Jerusalem. Why? Because only this perfect creation, the perfect people can, you know, enter in and praise God in temple in Jerusalem. But in New Testament, Jesus is arriving to everybody, to every sick man and woman, and he's going to heal them. This is the news of the New Testament. It's the news of the gospel. That Jesus give us, you know, the spiritual sight. When? Where? In our baptism. When we were baptized, we received spiritual sight. It's many, you know, wonderful prayers about light. Light of word. Light who is Jesus Christ for us. Because we can see how Jesus is seeing on us. Because he is a model for us. He is an example for us. How is seeing Jesus for people? Jesus saw people with love and with mercy. His side never was to justify it, you know, to say, oh, you are this, you are this, you are small, you are thin, you are big, oh. As we, you know, usual, even if we enter in your church, so, you know, oh, Southern New Closers has this lady and this, how's the clothes, oh, today, this shows, oh, they say last week, last Sunday she has. So, you know, what we are justified always, practically always. And this is our sin. We are not confessing these sins, but we should to confess this sin. How we are, you know, the justifying people by our sights. And how, in which manner Jesus invite us today to not have to, you know, these sights of the, you know, the people who are proud, but to have sights of Jesus. Sights who is healing. Sights who, if somebody, you know, feel your sights on yourself, on you, you will be feel really encouraged by himself. Because he wants your best. He wants your happiness. He wants your, you know, your blessing, your love. And this is invited, we are invited today, you know, on this. Because sometimes, you know, we think we are going in church every Sunday. So what do you want from us, Bishop? Dear Bishop, what do you want from us? We are doing our best. Really? Are you sure? And another 6 days? How we are living another 6 days a week? We are sure that our sight also these another 6 days is full of mercy and love to each other, to my husband, to my wife, to my parents, to my kids, to my boss, to my teachers in school. Maybe we are not so sure with this, no? So, come on, you know, this is a gospel of today. Give us challenge. Really to have this sight, the spiritual sight of Jesus Christ. Because we were created as image of God. And today we are here and we are, you know, we are blessed, you know, this wonderful icon screen. Because icons are doors in heaven. Icons are doors of communication. As we are able, you know, by our sight to communicate with our words. You know, these icons, wonderful icons, are invite you to communicate with God. This is a wonderful, you know, our Byzantine, you know, the spirituality, you can say, really as a, not only as a point of view, as an art, but as a, you know, the prayer. Because communicating with, speaking with somebody, does it mean the prayer? Speaking with God, with Mother of God, with Jesus, with all saints, it's, you know, to step by step more and more to make similar our sight as a God. For this reason, we have these icons, you know, here. To be assimilated to them. Jesus invites us. Mother God invites us. You know, all these, you know, the holy saints around us, they invite us to be saint. But no as, you know, some spiritually, and maybe, you know, but we believe that is all sent, they are here. They are really present with us. Our Christian, our Eastern Christian faith, it's offering us this, that we are believing that these persons are here. If we are kissing the icons, it's not only for some, you know, emotional, I don't know, recording, remembers, but we as a kissing, you know, the person who we love them, we are kissing them. We are not kissing everybody. It is a good. But we are kissing only these, what we love them. And I suppose, I believe, dear brothers and sisters, that we are kissing the icons of saints and Mother of God, Jesus Christ, because we love them. This is what we are invited, because God loved us as a first. God loved us as a first from beginning. When He sent His Son, beloved Son, for us to put on cross, to die on cross for us. And we can ask, dear brothers and sisters, how is our answer? How is our answer of this love, more wonderful love of God to us? Do you know what does it mean that we need to be purified, and also our spiritual side must be purified? How and why? Through the, for example, for fasting. For next, I don't know what is August 1st, when is it, on Tuesday, Friday? So from Thursday, Church giving us, you know, the challenge, invitation to fast for 2 weeks before the feast of the Dormition of Mother of God. I don't know what you know. For example, 2 weeks, no sync TV evening. Maybe you younger, maybe you know, 2 weeks, no going on Facebook, on Instagram. I want too much, no? But you know, it's a challenge. You are laughing, but you know, this is a, you know, our challenge. If you truly love Jesus, come on. What is for you more? Jesus Christ or Facebook? Jesus Christ or, you know, news in TV or some new movie? You know, we need, you know, to answer on this question. Because, you know, without the challenges, without this purifying ourselves, it's not possible to growing in faith. You remain in your level, the same level. Why people are not going to church more? Because they are not growing. And they will say, why I need to go to church the same always? Always. When I'm going, you know, they are blessing, you know, the baskets. So how is, you know, the growing? How is, you know, challenge for us? Oh, yeah. Because for this, do you remember how was, you know, to ask Jesus, him, this blind man today, do you want to be healed? So if you want to be healed, you will be healed. Do you understand? You have to say, yes, Jesus, I want to be healed from my infirmities, for this my blind, what I am, because I want to follow you. And you, dear Miron, Podikan, Subdeacon Miron, also today you are receiving, you know, these minor orders, because you are preparing for priesthood. And priest is this who is challenging people to see Jesus. As you did these icons by your hand, it's a wonderful. But one time, if God will be want as a priest, will be more wonderful if you, by your word and your example of your life, you will challenge the people really to have desire to change their life, to make repentance, to, you know, to really, they, if they desire and decide to follow Jesus, to follow, you know, to say, I don't want to be more blind, because Jesus, I want to follow you. So also that these days, this month, these years will be really, you know, this, your challenging to be more close to Christ day by day, because just you received first steps of the minor orders as a preparation for something more, what will be following. But right now, as a subdeacon, you are just, you know, officially established by church on this step in our church in of Eparchy of Parma. So you are invited to be example for them. You are invited to be, you know, candle of the light of Christ in church here, in Barberton, in your parish here, for your parishioners, in your family, for your father, for your mom, but also in here, all family, parishioner family, really to be example for all of them, and also outside of your parish, because many people will know that you receive today, you know, the minor orders, to be also really to be challenging them. But as a first, you have to be challenged by Jesus every day, day by day. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that this joy is really wonderful joy for parish in Barberton. Because you have, so I said, two big events. One, I don't know what is the first, but first is a Miron, because he's a human being. And one of you, it's arriving closer and closer to be to priesthood. It is something, you know, wonderful. If from parish, it's arriving priest, new hope, new proclaimer of gospel to these people in the United States is a challenge. It's a big challenge. So please pray for Miron every day in your families, that really he will become saint priest. Because only saint priest can, you know, to be challenges for people. If you will be only, you know, good priest, it's not a challenge for you, I'm sure. So pray for us, all priests, deacons, bishops, and also subdeacons, subdeacon Miron, to be holy. as also everybody of us, we will have, you know, the spiritual sight, that we will be able, you know, to see how wonderful God is with us. Glory to Jesus Christ.